This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
Thousands of dairy producers and industry professionals are making their way to World Dairy Expo, scheduled for next week in Madison, Wisconsin. The big event also home to one of the best-known dairy cattle shows in the world. General Manager Scott Bentley says this year's no exception.
Entries are really coming through the door. We're at nearly 3,000 entries. We've passed the first entry deadline. All the paper entries are in. So we're nearly 3,000 dairy cattle entries, which puts us in line with last year, which was above our five-year average. So we feel extremely good about that. And, of course, once again this year, we're blessed to have a sold-out trade show, and our commercial exhibitors. It's really a step forward to support World Dairy Expo because they know the value that it brings to their organizations.
Patrick Cavanaugh tells us about a crew that's making that trip from out west.
California dairy owner Christina Medeiros and her husband run Meltina Dairy in Riverdale, which is in Fresno County, and she's certainly going back to the Big Dairy Expo.
We're going to head back and show for the junior show.
And her 10-year-old daughter, Keegan, is actually showing a cow.
She's showing a yearling for Ruan Dairy.
She noted that the show cows are coming from her uncle Pat Maddox Ruan Dairy in Fresno County, which has a show string that they've taken back. Now Keegan Medeiros tells us about her cow.
The cow has really good feet and legs and a good body, and it's really tall.
Christina Medeiros.
They want Keegan to show it so they can show it in the junior division. So she's been working with the cow for a month or so, walking it, and she'll get to walk it in the class during the junior show.
Tom Patrick Cavanaugh with Dairy Radio Now.
Set sail for Madison, Wisconsin, and discover new dairy worlds October 3rd through the 7th at the 2017 World Dairy Expo. For 5 days, the global dairy industry meets at the Align Energy Center to view the finest dairy cattle and dairy trade shows in North America. Virtual farm tours, expo seminars, youth contests, and social activities make Expo an ideal location for learning and networking. Visit WorldDairyExpo.com to plan your trip today.
Weather patterns changing, warm weather still reported in some parts of the nation, but cooler nights, especially in the Central Valley of California? Not according to dairyman Tom Barcelos.
Well, it's a little bit hectic because when you have 93 degrees in the afternoon and 46 degrees at 4 o'clock in the morning, it's the cows are kind of going, what the heck's going on? But they still like it way better than that consistently 105 and 110. You know, corn silage is coming off the fields and getting put in piles and bags, and there's some pretty doggone nice yields because we had water to work with this year, so it made a huge difference. You know, we're encouraged. We just need more of them like it.
Even though he's out west, Barcelo says his thoughts are with fellow producers affected by the recent hurricanes.
Well, it had some challenges in the southeast. You know, Florida is a milk deficit state, and when it gets hit like it did and they have production falls off because of high winds, cows do not like wind in any way, shape, or form. So unsettled weather with winds, it just kind of makes it difficult. Still, the AMS reports from the USDA come out. I don't look too much at what's going on a daily basis. I got plenty of other stuff to do.
That's California dairyman Tom Barcelos. House Agriculture Committee Chairman Michael Conaway making the statement that he's very impressed with South Texas resilience, particularly when it comes to the cotton crop damage.
They knew that they had crop insurance. They knew that they had a way forward and that they intended to walk that path forward, that they were going to quit. They weren't going to give up. They're going to stay in business, and just really heartfelt to see the optimism in the face of the stunning setback that was Harvey to what was otherwise a record cotton crop for that part of Texas.
In a recorded message released last week, he says the impact of the storm is hard to fathom without seeing firsthand.
To stand in what would have been a record crop of cotton and to know that the Colorado River, which was 4 miles away, had flooded, that when that water settled out, it basically coated all of those plants and totally destroyed that crop.
That's Chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Mike Conaway.
Set sail for Madison, Wisconsin, and discover new dairy worlds October 3rd through the 7th at the 2017 World Dairy Expo. For 5 days, the global dairy industry meets at the Align Energy Center to view the finest dairy cattle and dairy trade shows in North America. Virtual farm tours, expo seminars, youth contests, and social activities make Expo an ideal location for learning and networking. Visit WorldDairyExpo.com to plan your trip today.
Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.